Chapter 1. Timmy the Tiger and His Stripes. To begin this story, you will first want to be sure that both your mind and your body are ready to hear everything that this story will tell you. The first step is to get your body really, really comfortable. You can rest and relax your mind and your body while sitting, standing, or lying down. But the way that works the very best for most people is to sit or lie down. When our bodies are sitting or lying down, then we free up some of that brain space that is responsible for keeping our bodies standing up all day. Find your most comfortable position. Is it sitting down on your bottom? Relaxing and reclining yourself back against the wall or the furniture? Or is it lying down on a fluffy bed or a nest of pillows on the floor? Whatever your most comfortable position is, find it and let your body sit as loosely and relaxed as you can. Give your body a little wiggle and let all of the extra energy you've had stored up in your body all day out. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Let all your wiggles out. Keep wiggle, wiggle, wiggling, and let every last one of those little wiggles out of your body. I know you've got a few more wiggles left in there. Let's get them all out. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Let all of those wiggles out. Let your child spend as much time here as necessary to dissipate some of the excess energy they have left from their day. Continue to encourage them to get their wiggles out. This is an important step to get them ready to be still, quiet, and receptive to the following grounding and meditation exercises. Are you feeling all loosey-goosey now? Perfect. Okay. Now that you've gotten all your wiggles out, you are ready to begin. Now, put your hands on your belly. Feel how your belly moves with each and every breath you take in. It does that just fine without you even having to try to move it, doesn't it? You can answer all of these questions in your head as you follow my instructions. Do you know that you always have the power to control your mind and make it do anything you want it to do? You really do. The way to be able to make your mind do what you want it to do is to practice focusing it and pointing it the direction you want it to go. Move your attention now to your feet. What are they touching? Is there anything near you or under your feet that you can push them against? You don't want to kick anything. You just want to feel what is against your feet and push towards whatever it is, just a bit, to see how it feels. Are you pushing against a scrunched up blanket? Or are you maybe pushing against a hard floor or wall? Whatever it is that your feet are touching, I want you to focus on it and really think about what you are feeling with your feet. Using all of your thoughts and focus, think only of this feeling against your feet. Is the thing your foot is touching firm? Does it not give in at all when you push against it? Or is the thing your foot is touching squishy? Does it get scrunched in easily when you push against it? What are some other words you might use to describe the sensation your feet are feeling as you push against this thing? Is it hard or soft? Is it cold or hot? Is it smooth or rough? Does it feel nice or not so nice? Do you notice how focusing in on these different sensations of your feet make your mind go quiet? This is called grounding, and you can use this trick anytime at all to quiet and focus your mind. All you have to do is put all of your attention on what you feel with your feet and really think about how it feels. Ask yourself questions about how it feels, like if it feels hard or soft or hot or cold, and let yourself really think about it and feel what it feels like. This will relax your brain and let you focus on whatever it is you need to focus on. Now, I want you to move your thoughts and focus from the sensations of your feet back up to your belly. Is your belly still moving out and in without you having to even think about it? Great! Now, let's make it move out and in together. You are going to fill your belly with air slowly while I count to four, and then you will blow all of your air out slowly, very slowly, as I count to four again. When you fill your belly with air, your belly will slowly expand and get bigger. When you blow all of your air out slowly, your belly will get smaller and smaller. I will count very slowly, and you will watch your belly go out and in as you follow along. Are you ready? Follow me. Breathe in and fill your belly with air. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, breathe out and blow out slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Keep going. Breathe in and fill your belly with air. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, breathe out and blow out slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Two more times. Breathe in and fill your belly with air. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, breathe out and blow out slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Watch that belly move slowly and gently. Breathe in and fill your belly with air. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now, breathe out and blow out slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Great job! Now, just let your belly move in and out normally. No need to control it anymore. Let's do a quick check. How does your body feel? Comfortable and ready to listen? Great! How does your mind feel? relaxed, and ready to hear a story? Awesome. Let's begin the story of Timmy the Tiger and his stripes. Have you ever been to the jungle? The jungle is very, very hot. So hot, in fact, that one of the most favorite things for many jungle animals to do is to go for a swim. For Timmy the Tiger and his best friend, Tara the Tiger, it is their very most favorite thing to do. One day, it was especially hot in the jungle. The sun was shining very brightly overhead, and the thick green leaves and flowers of the jungle all around them seemed to have soaked up all the sun's heat, because everywhere they went, they were burning hot. On days like this, Timmy the Tiger and Tara the Tiger knew just what to do to cool off. They were heading down to the cool, clear jungle pond to take a swim when Tara the Tiger showed Timmy the Tiger how she had been hurt a few days before and how it was going to leave a mark on her shoulder for a long time. "See how it stretches all the way around my shoulder? The doctor says that it will probably be there for a long, long time. It looks like it gave me an extra stripe there," said Tara the Tiger, as she showed her new scar off to Timmy the Tiger with a laugh. "Oh, wow! I'm glad you are okay. That does look like it gave you an extra stripe," Timmy the Tiger exclaimed with a chuckle. Timmy the Tiger examined his friend's shoulder again, then looked down at his own. "Wait, you have stripes on both of your shoulders. I don't have stripes on my shoulders at all." Timmy the Tiger had never noticed this difference between him and his best friend before. He always thought they were the same, but now he can see that they are different. This made him feel weird. "Why do you have stripes on your shoulders and I don't? Where are my shoulder stripes?" Timmy the Tiger asked, concerned. Tara the Tiger looked just as perplexed as Timmy the Tiger, and she shrugged. "I guess you're just different. I have stripes on my shoulders, and so do my mom and dad. I guess you just are a different sort of tiger, Timmy." Tara the Tiger replied before she ran off ahead of Timmy the Tiger towards the jungle pond. Timmy the Tiger followed behind her, slowly. He was trying to remember if his mom and dad had stripes on their shoulders or not. He couldn't remember, but now he was really feeling worried. What if he was the only tiger in the jungle that didn't have stripes on his shoulders? Oh no, this is making him feel like he is really different and maybe not like the other tigers. Timmy the Tiger wasn't quite sure why, but he knew he didn't want to feel different from the other tigers in the jungle. "Come on, Timmy," Tara the Tiger called as she took a running leap off of the shore and landed in the cool, clear water of the jungle pond with a big splash. Timmy the Tiger hung back a bit, suddenly feeling very self-conscious about his stripeless shoulders. He decided to move himself over beside one of the banana trees beside the pond and tucked himself against it so that the large banana leaves would hide his stripeless shoulders. The banana leaves were very, very warm from soaking up all the sunshine on this hot, hot day, and Timmy the Tiger was very uncomfortable, but his stripeless shoulders were hidden. "Timmy, aren't you gonna come play? The water feels so wonderful," Tara the Tiger called from the pond as she flopped onto her back and floated in the cool, clear water. Timmy the Tiger watched his friend enviously. He wished he didn't feel so different. Timmy wished he could go play with his best friend and splash around in the cool, clear water of the jungle pond, but he just felt too different. Maybe later, Timmy the Tiger called back quietly to his friend. Before Tara the Tiger could respond, two of their other tiger friends showed up to swim. "Hey, Timmy! Hey, Tara! Oh, wow! It's so hot out here today! We knew we needed to come to cool off in the jungle pond. It looks so refreshing," said Tessa the Tiger as she took off towards the pond at a full sprint, flying through the air before she landed beside Tara with a giant splash. "Timmy, why aren't you here in the water? Aren't you hot out here?" Tyler the Tiger asked Timmy as he eased himself into the water slowly. Timmy the Tiger noticed that both Tessa the Tiger and Tyler the Tiger both had stripes on their shoulders, just like Tara the Tiger. Timmy the Tiger felt even more uncomfortable with his stripeless shoulders. "Maybe later, Tyler," Timmy the Tiger answered back, sadly, as he watched his three friends swimming around in the jungle pond. The banana leaves that were hiding his stripeless shoulders were burning him now, and he wanted to be with his friends so badly. He didn't know what to do. Tara the Tiger saw how miserable Timmy the Tiger looked and decided to come out and check on him. She climbed out of the pond and shook herself off as she approached. The cool, clear water that she shook off of her sprayed Timmy the Tiger a little, and he was overcome with how sad and how hot he was, and Timmy began to cry. "What is going on, Timmy? Why won't you come to play with us in the pond? It's so hot out here. You don't look like you're having any fun out here at all," Tara the Tiger said as she playfully nudged him and tried to get him to step out from the banana leaves. "No, I am trying to hide my stripeless shoulders. I hate that I don't have stripes on my shoulders like you, Tyler or Tessa. I hate being different," Timmy said tearfully. Tyler and Tessa heard this and started swimming towards Timmy and Tara. "Timmy, what do you mean different? Just because you don't have stripes on your shoulders, but we do?" Tyler the Tiger asked. Timmy nodded sadly. "But no two tigers are exactly the same, Timmy," Tessa told him as she climbed out of the jungle pond. "That's right. Everyone in my family has stripes on their shoulders, but my mom is missing the whiskers on the left side of her face from a fire accident when she was a little girl. Our whiskers look different, but that doesn't matter. It's who we are on the inside that counts," Tara the Tiger said. "Timmy, look, I don't have stripes on my legs at all. Does that make you not want to play with me and be my friend?" Tyler the Tiger asked. Timmy the Tiger was quick to answer. "Of course not. I don't care if you have stripes on your legs. I just like playing with you and having fun with you and being your friend." After Timmy said this, he had to stop and think for a moment. He really didn't care at all that his friend Tyler didn't have stripes on his legs. In fact, he hadn't even noticed that his friend's legs were any different from his up until this very moment. He had never noticed that his shoulders didn't have stripes until today either. Maybe these physical differences didn't matter at all. After all, he loved his friends and always had a blast playing with them. It didn't matter what their stripes looked like. It only mattered how they treated one another and what kinds of friends they were to each other. "Okay, maybe I've been a little silly," Timmy the Tiger laughed. His friends all nodded in agreement. "The only thing that matters to me is how much fun we have together," Tyler told them. "And the only thing that really matters to me is if you are a good friend or not," Tessa said. "Will you come out of those banana leaves and play with us already?" Tara the Tiger asked as she danced with excitement beside him. "Better make way, because here I come," Timmy the Tiger called out as he bolted out of his hot banana leaf hiding place and raced towards the jungle pond, doing a double somersault flip through the air before he landed in the wonderfully cool water below. His friends followed close behind him. Timmy the Tiger looked around at his friends and realized that if he had let the ways that they are different get in the way of their friendship, he would have missed out on all of these good times that they have together. Timmy realized that everyone is different in his or her own special ways, and that it is what you are like on the inside that matters. Timmy the Tiger was worried because he looked different than his friends. He was going to miss out on having fun with them because he cared too much about his differences. Now that he's realized that physical differences don't matter, he will be able to have fun with his friends again without feeling self-conscious about the ways he looks different. Have you ever felt like you didn't like your differences? Sometimes it can be helpful to remember, just like Timmy the Tiger learned, that everyone has their own differences. Some people are very tall, and some people are very short. Some people have darker skin, and some people have lighter skin. Some people wear their hair very short, and others like to wear their hair very long. None of these physical differences make a person who they are. The most important things that make a person who they are can't easily be seen with the eyes. How people treat each other, how they speak to one another, what they do in the world. These are the things that make a person who they are. Find friends that treat you well, speak kindly to you, and act the way you know is best. The ways that you look different won't ever matter as long as you are happy being together and happy being friends. Relax so you can do the belly breathing exercise again. Remember, breathe in very slowly, filling up your belly with air as I count to four very, very slowly for you. Then you will blow out all of your air very, very slowly as I count to four again, very, very slowly for you. Feel your belly with your hand as you do this. Ready? Okay. Breathe in and fill your belly with air. One, two, three, four. Now, breathe out and blow out slowly. One, two, three, four. Keep going. Breathe in and fill your belly with air. One, two, three, four. Now, breathe out and blow out slowly. One, two, three, four. Two more times. Breathe in and fill your belly with air. One, two, three, four. Now, breathe out and blow out slowly. One, two, three, four. Feel that belly move. Slowly and gently. Breathe in and fill your belly with air. One, two, three, four. Now, breathe out and blow out slowly. One, two, three, four. Great job. Let your breathing return to normal, but keep your hand on your belly. Feel it move out and in with each breath. Let your mind wander as you feel your belly move out and in, out and in. Remember, that everyone is different in their own special way, and that the physical differences that people have are the least important parts of them. You should be proud of the ways that you are your own unique self, and know that this world needs all kinds of people that look and act in all kinds of different ways. You bring your own special skills and ways of being into everything you do, just like everyone else does. All you have to do is be the very best version of yourself, and yourself only. As long as you do your very best in whatever you do, you will always be just fine. You just have to be the very best you that you can be.